Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. Hope you guys had a great week, and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Steve Carr and I are originating this program from Vancouver, British Columbia. We are at the Ogura Investment Conference. Bill Bonner, Addison Wiggin, Rick Rule, Frank Holmes, the entire crew are up here, and it's just a candy store for us because we get to do some great, great interviews. Chatting right now with Frank Holmes. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Great to be here.
Yeah, Steve, you know, you've introduced Frank's concept to me in terms of the funds, et cetera. You've got some very, very interesting numbers. I've known Frank personally for quite a while, but I really had never knew very much about his funds. Give our listeners a bit of a background on that, would you?
Well, I think a perfect example, Al, of what we're trying to do and taking somebody who has a tremendous amount of experience in the space of natural resources and helping the everyday person to really understand why it's so critical, you know, for them to also diversify into that. And Frank's Fund U.S. Funds last year was the number one fund, up about 90%.
That was the gold fund, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The gold fund.
Yeah.
And
real precious minerals.
Yeah.
And I think, Frank, you know, people aren't aware that there's a number of different ways that they can actually invest in gold. We're seeing the gold line spots on Fox News and so forth. But your fund has actually a pretty long track record of pretty significant returns.
Two things. One, I have a great team, and it's excellent when the wind is hitting your sail.
Yeah, and we're certainly in a market right now where the wind is definitely hitting all of our sails. But you've been doing this for a long time, man. You've seen good times and bad times in terms of bear markets and precious metals and bull markets and precious metals. Let's start out with the bad stuff. How have you guys fared during the bear years?
We're here. I think the big magic is we all go through valleys. And we can go through the valleys personally.
You mean life isn't constant?
It's never constant. Otherwise, it's boring.
Yep.
And life is filled with nonlinear equations. And with that, with this, these peaks and valleys we all personally are subject to, there's an external peaks and valleys that come in and put forces upon us. The trick is, during the valleys, is to learn something. And you know you've learned something because you become better. And if you haven't learned anything, you become bitter. So that is a magical psychological factor in managing processes, looking at the world macroly or looking at individual stocks. And each time there's a correction, then you try to analyze it.
What have you learned from the bad times?
Make sure you always have lots of cash. The wonderful story of Joseph and the Pharaoh. Can you have reserves to live through the 7 years that will always challenge us? And that's something we've always done as corporately. When I first moved to Texas, I bought our own building from Resolution Trust. We have no debt. We have lots of cash in the balance sheet. We pay out monthly. We're a public company, GROW, and we pay out monthly dividends. Salaries are all very low, but the bonuses are all based on performance. So we're able to contract. If assets are down or performance is not there, immediately you start to retool, but there's a cost to that, and everyone participates. So that's what I learned to deal with these tides coming in and out.
Frank, one of the things we've talked a lot about on the show, and Clyde Harrison, who knows you very, very well, one of our partners, concurs with this as well, is that we really encourage people in their diversification to consider silver above ground because it's never been confiscated in the history of this country, and own gold under the ground. So your fund, your gold fund, really provides the ability for people to do that in a very, very diverse way as well, correct?
Correct. When it comes to gold investing, we have big cap, mid cap, small cap, and they rotate around, and that's how we get our alpha. When gold runs, there's other certain factors when the juniors actually will give you tremendous performance and to recognize that. And the trade-off with silver stocks, they can give you three times the leverage in a rising market. And so that's what we do. But the other really important part that I think that helps our fund performance in the gold is that we have many emerging markets. And it was going 20 years ago over to Asia and seeing the boom take place that it wasn't just gold that was being bought. There's a new surge. And what's really important from 1971 is that Chindia were basically had no global footprint. They were less than 1% of the global GDP. They were fighting with each other. Today, it's totally different. Everyone wants to be a millionaire with Slumdog Millionaire.
Largest, China's become the largest energy consumer in the world. That was announced a few days ago. India is an entirely different country than it was, let's say, 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, I mean the paradigm, Steve, that you and I and Frank, that all three of us grew up in terms of the business paradigm centering around Europe and North America, that's not the case anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it helps us to be able to see this growth. And a big call we made was oil. Because of the demand taking place in emerging markets that all of a sudden was going to pick up all the slack. And most North American oil lands were oblivious to this factor when oil went through $30 a barrel and they said it was all going back to 10. Very different. So that's what helps us. If we don't go to these countries and get that feel, that emotional tacit knowledge, and then model against how we look at the world, then I don't think we have this great gold fund performance.
You know, one of the things I'd like you to comment on, too, if you would, Frank, is I think it's fair to say that gold is becoming the international currency. Is it also maybe fair to say that gold could become the next reserve currency?
You know, that's very difficult to see that. And a classic reserve right now, a gold standard that's taking place is Greece. If you go back to Bretton II and you see that it was basically a ratio of paper money to gold, and to be part of the EU, it's your debt as a percentage of GDP, and people become, you see in the riots in the streets. So I don't think so, but I do see, and this is great history, whenever you have large currency factors that where there's big inflation or big deflation, gold takes off. And what most people are looking for is inflation, but gold is quadruple in 10 years on a deflationary cycle, and that's what we're still believing. We've got another 5 to 6 years of deflation, and what countries will do is that they'll demonetize, devalue their currency to try to get exports up. Last year, this time, the dollar was falling. Now we had our exports up. Now the euro is down. You're going to see European exports picking up. This is the change that's different, but it's still unstable. And deflation shows up with zero interest rates and big deficit spending. Gold performed as well then.
You know, Frank, I have to tell you, my friend Jay Taylor, I think you probably know Jay also.
Very well.
Yeah, a good guy. But Jay got on the inflation bandwagon, I don't know, probably a couple of years ago or so. And I remember Kathy and I were staying at Jay and Teresa's house out there on Long Island and, having a good time drinking some beer and doing some sightseeing, et cetera. And Jay, got on the deflation thing. And I remember I looked at him and I said, Taylor, you're crazy. We're going to have a major inflation. Look at the way the government is printing money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're nuts. No way. Boy, was he right, and boy, was I wrong, at least for the time being.
And he has central bank experience. And I think the big thing for the inflation is follow money velocity.
Yeah.
There's no uptick. So they can print lots of money, and there's no uptick.
Wanted to just mention, Al, for those who are interested in finding out more about this, they can go to usfunds.com and access your research material and papers and so forth on what you're doing and diversifying. You know, it's interesting, Al and Frank, all of us are just bombarded almost with the gold lines and so forth. And this is just a great option that I think is worth looking at.
Oh, I think it's a tremendous option. It's worth looking at. We're going to get Frank back in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about how he deals with the factor of geopolitical risk when he is investing your money in companies and also his own money, I might add. You never want to invest with anybody who doesn't have skin in the game, right?
Totally.
Having said that, I want to say we're going to make it real easy for you to get more information on Frank's organization. We have a banner on our homepage. Simply click on that banner and that will take you directly to their website. You can get all the information that you want. If you're interested in resource companies, if you're interested in resource investing, and why the heck would you be listening to this show if you weren't, I really urge you to take a look at this. This guy has a track record. His staff has a track record. It is very definitely something worth considering. We're going to be right back, Steve, and I'll be right back with Frank Holmes. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
10 years. A decade of talk. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Steve and I are having a very, very interesting discussion with Frank Holmes, U.S. Funds, headquartered down in Texas. Frank is a very, very interesting guy. Frank, I want to get some basically information from you. I want our listeners to get some information from you in terms of geopolitical considerations that you guys look at when you're investing in companies that are in countries abroad, for lack of better terms. And the first country I want to start with, because I know you've had a lot of experience down there, is Colombia. A lot of people in the United States, I would venture to say the average investor in the U.S. or Canada probably looks at Colombia and they say, eh, I don't think I want to invest in cocaine. Couldn't be farther from the truth. You were down there with, what, Frank Giustra and former President Bill Clinton. What'd you see, and did it make you comfortable?
Very, very comfortable. President Clinton was very significant in changing that country when he first became the president and getting the capital and the training to go after the mafia, the drug lords. And it's really remarkable to see that people love him, and he's done remarkable charitable work throughout that region. And in particular, Colombia is shown with a good social system, a good leadership, that you can turn a country around. The big thing in looking at these countries is that, you know, we look at the kidnappings, you go to a Bloomberg machine and you can get numbers. And what really shocks you is that we're only 2 hours from Mexico.
Yeah.
In San Antonio. But it's much safer. My employees don't like to go to Laredo. It's too dangerous. That are from Laredo. It's much safer in places like Bogota than it is in
Mexico.
You
gotta be kidding.
And it's just the old movies that are always so negative. The drug lord, the problems they're having all through Mexico is profound, and it's everywhere. So you look at those countries. But let's step back and give you an idea what we look at. We take the G7 and we compare it to the E7. Our E7 are the seven most populated countries. And what's really interesting is that the seven most populated countries are 50% of the world's population, but the G7 is 50% of the GDP.
Oh, yeah.
But they're only 11% of the world's population. And the E7 countries are only 17%. But they're growing at three times the rate of the G7. Why? Many reasons for that. A lot of problems you had in the debt in Latin America in the 80s, and then Asia, Russia imploded in the 90s. Today, there's less debt corporately on their balance sheets, government-wise. And what's really fascinating is that all the cell phones are prepaid. Cars. There's no leasing. So 94% of all cars in America have to have a note against them.
You bet.
But not in Latin America or Africa. It's cash.
Yeah.
So they go through corrections, but they bounce back much faster.
Frank, one of the things that concern people, obviously, is Colombia, China, Brazil. Sounds great, intriguing to a lot of folks, but they don't understand one of the necessary components that you and your team provide are boots on the ground. You're out there, you're on these properties, you're interfacing not just with the governmental officials, but also with the business people. Oftentimes in these countries, the workers have a lot more expertise than even Americans do. When you look at, work skills and so forth, how critical is it, as you talk to those people right now who are listening, who are thinking about diversifying some of their retirement funds, to get involved, whether it's usfunds.com or another entity where they're not just looking at the stock data like so many companies are, but they're actually sending people out there, shake hands, look in eyeballs, and have boots on the ground?
Well, it's a good statement is Roger Gibson makes, that you should have, as an asset allocator for pension funds and consulting, and about 25% of your assets in international, 25% in resource-related stocks, and 25% in short-term fixed income, and 25% in domestic equity, and rebalance. The magic is to rebalance, and you don't chase the performance, you catch the volatility. So you sell your winners at year-end or once a quarter, and if you're in a retirement program, an IRA or 401k, etc., it's not a taxable event, and you maintain this overall growth. So in the past 10 years, the 25% portfolio is down, but the gold entity is up 500-600%. Same with emerging markets. So they've offset the decline. And it's this balancing factor, and you lower your volatility. Going to visit these properties is very, very important. We have a 5-point checklist for looking at these companies. We think it's very, very important that you look at people in the eyes, you get a flavor for what's going on, and then we model. We do macro models. We compare money supply and real interest rates. And very, very important is government policies for spending. Is it social welfare spending, or is it social investing? So when a government is doing infrastructure spending, it's social investing, which Kuznet, who's the father of the GDP factor we look at, Nobel laureate from Harvard, he notices what's called the Kuznet cycle, that when governments have policies for infrastructure spending, they create jobs for 20 years. And there's always the bridge that went nowhere, so therefore we stop everything. Well, there's always going to be mistakes in that marketplace, but it's so important to see that, and that's what Colombia's doing, and that's what China's doing. And I mentioned earlier about in 1970. In 1970, there was only 3 billion people on Mother Earth. Well, now we're over 6 billion.
Yeah.
So where are the resources to meet these commitments by governments for social investing? And I think that that's the real thrill. To watch. It doesn't mean the volatility is going to go away. And what all investors should know is that over any 12-month period, this S&P can go up or down 19%. 70% of the time, it's a normal volatility. Gold is only 15%. But gold stocks in emerging markets are 40%. So understand that volatility, and you won't be fearful of it.
You know, Frank, as you were talking, something came to my mind really for the first time, and that is, I love what you did in Colombia because we're really in a struggle, I think, globally right now. There are two forces at work. There's the force that's going more and more toward free market. Interestingly enough, China is going more and more free market. India is going more and more free market. Colombia is going more and more free market. The United States is going more and more regulatory. It looks like Venezuela, there's this real struggle, isn't there? And putting our money where our mouth is, investing not only in this country, but our allies that are really headed in the same direction we are, is really kind of an intriguing thought to me.
Yes, and they've all studied in American schools and have gone back, and that's what's really taken place. We plant the seeds, the Johnny Appleseed of the world. That's what America's been.
What I'm finding to be really interesting that you guys are saying is that, you know, the old concept, something I learned when I was significantly younger than I am right now, is that society, life, whatever you want to call this theater that we're all in, we're riding a pendulum, and the pendulum always goes from left to right, and the pendulum is never, ever going to stop. And what I'm seeing right now is the pendulum is shifting directly away from, economically speaking anyway, from a strength standpoint, shifting dramatically away from North America and the European continent over towards the countries that you're talking about. And Frank, I have to tell you, anybody who doesn't look at investing internationally, I think is really, really selling himself short, because, you know, you've got to be open-minded. That's the best insurance that you can provide yourself as an investor is to be open-minded and definitely listen to guys like Frank Holmes. Steve and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Steve and I are going to continue a discussion that we started actually in segment two with Frank Holmes, talking about the importance of enlarging your horizons when it comes to investment considerations. You know, we're going to talk about that, number one, with Richard Lee of The Daily Reckoning. And we're also going to talk about what you need to consider when you're thinking about investing in an area that you don't really know very much about. Throwing the ball to you, Richard, real quick, I think anybody who limits their investments to North America is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you. Just on the simple fact of where the stock market is expected to go. And if you take a look at individual stock prices, valuations are really not as attractive currently. Really taking a look at some of the growth stocks that we've been tracking for the last few years, yes, we have seen that 60% odd return from the very bottom that we hit back in 08. But if you look at a price earnings account, it's actually pretty pricey right now to get in. So we're sort of broadening our horizons, taking a look at international markets, and the valuations are very attractive, especially in a little bit more developed nations, for example, China or Brazil. Those stock markets are up. Colombia especially, valuations are very attractive, and that's why we're seeing a lot of hot money go into those countries and stock markets.
You know, Richard, people are being stretched, especially people of retirement age. They're finding that they're going through that retirement shock. You know, there's five stages of retirement shock. People start dreaming, and then for about a year they can live the kind of lifestyle they thought they were going to be able to live, and then it starts setting in that, hey, the dollar just isn't stretching as much as it used to. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about earlier in the break was that Chile, some of these other countries, you can buy a lot of square footage in a home on the ocean overlooking a golf course out your back window for, I think you were mentioning, Al, $50,000.
$50,000 U.S., maybe tops of 60.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anything you want, really.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, I've been in 61 countries, you know, the last 3.5 years, and people are amazed with some of the travel deals. Now, I can fly to Costa Rica and back sometimes cheaper than I can fly from Chicago to Vancouver. In fact, I did it. And, you know, so people can dibble their toes in the water. They can go out and see these different things. I know, Richard, you have a very much an international experience and perspective. Talk about why that makes sense, especially for people who are approaching retirement, to look at some of these other options, because their dollar can really go a long way there. Where here, boy, I'm telling you, I just know so many people who just can't have the type of retirement they've dreamed about.
Now, are we talking about investing in stocks, or are we talking about living expenses?
All the above.
All the above.
All the above.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, take it on sort of a wider macro view. Essentially, it's just better. You've got, yes, on the real estate end of it, the physical assets, your dollar does go further. You can buy even more land if you wanted to, and sort of instead of settling for, I don't know, a 700 square foot apartment in Manhattan that costs you an arm and a leg upwards of about 800 to 1.2 million, you can get 70,000 square feet in Chile for roughly the same price. On an investing horizon or perspective, it's the growth is shifting, and that's one thing I myself in the investment and financial services industry have seen, and really all of my other colleagues, we're seeing that hot money move out of Western powers, especially in Europe because of the fears of Greece and contagion, U.S. due to the twin deficits and growth fears. And assets are just very attractive abroad. And the future, the growth that can be expected in coming years, given what we've been seeing in the economies, especially, like I said, in Brazil, in China, more countries in South America, Central Asia, Turkey, for example, those economies are set to really grow and sort of take the helm where the U.S. and Europe used to be.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned where the U.S. and Europe used to be. I made an analogy in the last segment, I guess, Steve, it was, where we were talking about how the pendulum is shifting away from economic power in Europe and the United States to economic power in the parts of the world that you're talking about. The logical thing, it seems to me, for listeners to do, and I know it's certainly something that my family and I are doing, is you want to invest in companies that are located in those areas because there's some huge, huge growth potential. Now, if you accept that, the obvious question is, how does the average listener to this program, who probably lives in the United States or Canada, how do they do that?
One word, or ETFs. There are a lot of international ETFs that are coming up, and ETFs are exchange-traded funds. They act very similar to mutual funds, or essentially they pool investor money together. They go out and find those shares and that sort of valued asset and bring the returns back home to the U.S. I know for China, they've already established several over the last 2 or 3 years, and those have done fairly well, even, I guess, up to about beginning of 2009 or so, before concerns in China. And I know Brazil, and I believe there may be some ETFs working in sort of the Central Asia region as well, including Turkey.
You know, another major megatrend that I'd like you to comment on, Richard, and this also impacts the international investment scene, is demographics. One of the reasons I love coming to Vancouver, it's a very young city. When you look at the United States of America, you look at China, Japan, for example, the demographics there are not good as far as the aging population and so forth. We're seeing tremendous demographics on the younger end of the scale in countries like Chile, Peru, and so forth. How does that and how should that affect people's investment and living considerations in the next decade or so?
Well, we're seeing sort of the concern with the demographic is actually a pro for these countries, for the simple fact that in the United States you have the middle class that have already established themselves in their career. They're getting paid what they want or would like, given their positions. But especially in a country like China, you've got the middle class that still hasn't gotten what they deserve. They work hard, and they still don't see those, I guess, in a sort of perspective, a dollar value out of it.
Put a timeline on that, Richard, if you would, in terms of, you know, when do you think the middle class in China will emerge and actually start doing the same, engaging in the same economic activities, for lack of better terms, that, you know, the average European or the average American or the average Canadian?
We believe it's going to be pretty soon, probably in the next decade or so. This whole movement with growth and the expansion of markets is still very, very new for China. Even though we've seen them in newspapers and articles going back 5-6 years, they just opened up their market to the Western sort of ideal. And as a result, I feel that once productivity is boosted sort of on the infrastructure level, middle class will rise and they'll come in and consume a lot. And that's sort of what's going to boost services domestically. It's going to boost anything Chinese domestic that's really going to prop up the country very well.
You know, one of the things, Richard, we talked about during the conference earlier was the social unrest issue. Now, I've read that last year there were 83,000 documented protests in China, for example. We're seeing what's happened with Greece. How much of a factor should that be, again, in people's investment considerations? And are you concerned that it could even come to the U.S. and Canada?
Kind of in it, Richard.
I feel, yes, that's definitely a concern. It's obviously political unrest really doesn't do anything for anybody's investment. At this point, we are still looking for opportunities in the country. But with anything, with any of these countries, as we've learned before in the past, especially with Argentina, and, you know, any assets that have been held with Greece, you just have to keep your ear to the road and just make sure that your assets are safe. I myself, my firm, we're looking for those opportunities, but at the same time, we're remaining cautious of the current economic condition of the political unrest, and that's where sort of the safety net, I guess, out is.
Richard, take 30 seconds, 20 seconds, and tell us about your firm.
My firm is a global macro fund. We look at everything, including foreign exchange, commodities, any of those types of investments, and pretty much just taking a macro look on expanding investment dollars.
And we're going to provide a link from our website to Richard's firm's website. If you want more information on the company, just click on that link. Away you go. Hey, Steve and I are going to be right back. Stick around.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up this hour. Steve and I are going to have a very interesting conversation with a couple of folks who have a lot of expertise in the area of, I don't want to call them expats because they're not. Kay Harris is very definitely a Texan, lives in the Dallas area. She has looked at property, however, down in Argentina. And then David McElvain. David's a really interesting guy, works with another David, David Gland and Doug Casey. They have a major, major real estate development down in Argentina. I understand it's not a five-star area. It's a 25-star area.
Yeah, Doug likes to say it's a six- or seven-star resort. I mean, far exceeding anything that you'll see anywhere else.
Far exceeding anything in humanity. Well, you know, I've known Doug for a while, and everything that he's involved in far exceeds anything that the human beings have ever seen. But let's talk a little bit, Steve, about living in Argentina. I mean, tell us a little bit about this the project down there. Where is it? How big is it? Etc.
La Estancia de Cafayate is in the northwest Argentina. It's in a small town called Cafayate, spelled C-A-F-A-Y-A-T-E. It's a 1,500-acre development that's situated in the Andes Mountains in wine country. So we have an 18-hole golf course there, two polo fields, 180 acres of wine vineyards there, which produce Torontes and Malbec wines. And we have a fitness and social club there. And we have owners coming from all over the globe, literally 12 countries at this point, Argentines, North Americans, and a lot of Europeans, and some from China and Southeast Asia.
Now, Kay, you've been down there. Now, you currently don't own a piece of property down there. By the way, I have to say to our listeners, Steve, this is not a commercial. This is a point of interest. I am always interested in whatever Doug does, but I'm very curious about this real estate developing that he's doing, just because I think it's probably a very good idea. I mean, you were there. What do you think?
Well, I was there because I've been curious about it for a number of years. I've heard, you know, Doug talk about this place, and so I wanted to go and see it. I went, and it's very far. It's kind of remote, in a sense, for my taste. But as I listen and am a part of this conference today, it's actually, I'm kind of changing my mind a bit, because the remoteness actually is more attractive as I listen today than it was before. it's so beautiful down there. I mean, it is, it's incredible. It's almost like you're going to some magical place because the colors are gorgeous and, I mean, it works.
So there's two things, David and Key, that I think in terms of that can be a real positive. And then, of course, David, I promised you that I was going to nail you later on the interview, so I'll be happy to keep my promise on that. But the two things that come to my mind is, one, Key, what you brought up as far as the remoteness of it. People are concerned about what's going on, not just in Greece, but also other parts of the world where there's social unrest. And having a place to go to that's a little bit remote maybe isn't that bad of an idea.
If I could just throw one thing in here, Steve, along those lines, just to add nothing, but really, really to talk, to really emphasize that point. Seattle Times yesterday, okay, the main Seattle paper, do you know how much unrest is going on the average weekend in Seattle, Washington? Mm. It's incredible. Front page of the paper.
Absolutely.
And shootings. I'm kind of sick.
Al, this morning I was up really, really early because my body time is still a couple hours later. So I was up about 4 o'clock. I'm going out to run at 4:15. The guy here in Vancouver, the concierge, says, I'd really strongly recommend you not go out at this time of the day. We're talking Seattle, British Columbia at 4:15 a.m.
Vancouver.
I went
British
out.
Columbia.
Yeah, Vancouver. Thank you.
You get excited, Steve.
Yeah, I do. But I was amazed that the guy would actually stop me and say that, and I really strongly considered it. So this social unrest thing is really a challenge. We were in San Francisco, Al, a few weeks ago, and they were telling us there's just times of the day you don't go out. In San Francisco, I mean, we're not talking about third world country.
Parts of the city. I mean, there's no question. I mean, David, you need to hire us as salespeople because we're real believers in what you guys are doing. I mean, did you feel uncomfortable being isolated, or was that kind of a comforting feeling for you?
It was very comforting.
Yeah.
The only, just my personal preference in terms of living styles is I'm more of a city person.
Yeah.
And so when I was looking at it from that perspective, instead of actually, if the world changes as it is changing, then the remoteness of it is actually more attractive.
Oh.
It is very much more attractive.
Yeah.
I looked at it, you know, a year and a half ago, or no, it was less than a year ago, from the perspective of the world being the same. I could pick a place that was still safe. You know, cities were more fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think another aspect of it, Kay, and comment on this if you would, is the sense of community. And for those of us who have read Atlas Shrugged, and for me it was like 30 years ago that I read it, you know, John Galt obviously is the protagonist, and he has, you know, this place where people can go of like mind and kind of band together. How much of a factor is that becoming to you in your consideration, whether it's Argentina or someplace else?
I think that is a terrific question. It was really interesting when I was down there, the people who had purchased were talking about their talents, their particular talents that they were bringing, and how they could sort of co-op with one another and live very nicely in community. And I mean, these are unusual people to begin with, because they are leaving places like New Zealand and Denmark and the U.S. to go to another, you know, completely different part of the world and start a whole new society. But they were talking about, you know, cooperation and how to make this, you know, a really, really special place, and how they could contribute to the community. It was incredible,
yeah.
Actually, really incredible.
Yeah, no, it sounds really, really interesting. David, this place is self-contained. Are we talking a resort, or are we talking full year-round living?
We're talking year-round living.
Uh-huh.
The weather there is gorgeous. It's high mountain, desert area. The summers are warm, you know, 85 to 90 degrees with cool evenings, low humidity. Winters are very mild, 50 to 60 degrees during the day, 30 to 40 degrees during the evening. So it's a year-round community for a lot of us. So there are some people that will be living there, you know, half of the year, and then others that are moving down there permanently.
How do you get your provisions in? I mean, is it, you know, the way Kay is talking, it is this really remote place, you know, where it takes 25 days to trek in, you know, and I know that's not what you were saying.
But no, llamas, no doubt.
Really?
But, I mean, you see grocery stores, et cetera.
Yeah, there are. There is a town, Cafayate, which is adjacent to the project, and it's a Spanish colonial town that's been there for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. So it has grocery stores, markets, pretty much anything you need as on a basic level.
Mm-hmm.
But and if you need things that are a bit more sophisticated, such as appliances and that sort of thing, there is a town 90 miles to the north called Salta, and that town has is a town of about 700,000 people.
Plenty of stuff.
Lots of things there. So it's, you know, you can get your things in.
How are sales going down there?
Surprisingly, I think almost contrarily to the rest of the real estate market, what we're finding are people are gravitating toward our property because of the economic crises that we've been undergoing. Our owners are looking for places to not only get away to, but also a places to put their money in, places that are of value and that will hold value for them. So our sales have stayed strong throughout the whole crisis.
You know, one comment that I would make, Steve, is, you know, Kath and I were down in both Chile and Argentina here back in, back in December, you know, and that was my first time into Argentina, not my first time into Chile, but, you know, I have to tell you, there is, I get a real feeling of security down there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my friends who have never been there say, Corlin, you're an idiot. And I'm saying, no, that's a very, very secure part of the world to be.
You know, David, one of the things that I want to cover in another segment is the whole expatriate perspective and how that can tie into this. Because, as you know, I think we're going to go through very difficult times, and we need the best minds thinking in terms of what are the solutions so that we don't jump from one pan to another pan or from the pan worse yet into the fire. So we'll have you back.
Don't want to be in the fire. David and Kay, thank you so much. Steve and I are going to be right back for the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.